First, we take a look at the state of agriculture in Wisconsin. And it turns out the findings are pretty good.
According to a new report, Wisconsin farmers hit near record incomes in 2013. A lot of that has to do with a revitalized dairy industry.
We're joined now by the editor of that report, Ed Jesse. He's also a professor emeritus of agriculture and applied economics at UW-Madison. Ed, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
In general, how's Wisconsin agriculture doing?
Very well. We've had three very good years with net farm income above $3 billion. In 2013, we estimate that Wisconsin farmers earned about $3.75 billion, and that compares with the record high in 2011 of 3.8 and over 3.2 in 2012. So three very good years, and I think that's been very beneficial in allowing farmers to pay off some debts and to invest in some new equipment.
It's interesting about the three good years, especially considering the wild weather that we've had over the last year at least. Was this a surprise finding?
Well, not really. When you have a drought situation, you have much lower supplies and much higher prices. As a result, the crop side of the ledger did very, very well in 2012. Despite a bad crop, the prices were high enough to offset that, and those farmers did very well. In contrast, in 2013, a good year for crops, the very large supplies drove prices down, and actually farmers ended up worse than they did on the grain side than 2012.
Now, what is it that accounts for these three good years? Is it mainly just the prices?
Basically, prices along with production. In the case of dairy, which is our largest commodity sector, we had record gross income in 2013 because of prices that were second to the record price, and production that was about 1.5% above last year. So that combination yielded about $5.6 billion to dairy farmers on the gross side. Of course, abstracting from the higher cost, that left net revenues somewhat less, but nevertheless a record high on the gross income side.
Now, you mentioned the dairy industry, and it sounds like there was a big rebound there. So let's talk about that. What was behind the rebound for the dairy industry?
Well, if we go back to 2004, we had lost about 3 billion pounds of production from our peak year in 1988. And beginning in 2005, we began a major revitalization with milk production increasing between 400 and 700 million pounds a year. In 2013, we'll produce very close to 28 billion pounds of milk in Wisconsin compared to the 22 billion that we produced in 2004. The reason for this is a very concerted, almost well-organized effort on the part of many entities in Wisconsin to try and revitalize the industry, realizing that the dairy industry was of great value to the state. They were losing infrastructure as this milk production decline occurred. And a combination of state efforts, farm organization efforts, university efforts to bring about the change. And it occurred, once it occurred, very rapidly.
Now, I know for a while, and it's still going on, as far as I know, Wisconsin is going sort of head-to-head with California over cheese production. Do you have any sense about where Wisconsin is on cheese production these days?
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, we were concerned that California would overtake Wisconsin in cheese production, as it did in milk production back in 1993. That did not happen for a number of reasons. First of all, California began to divert more of its milk into exportable products, such as non-fat dried milk, and Wisconsin continued to go full speed ahead on production of cheese, and we're currently well ahead of California in terms of cheese production.
Really? Okay, good for us. Well, what about livestock and crop producers?
Livestock producers did well in 2013 in general. The beef supply, the fed beef supply, was shortened because of very high feed prices, and beef prices were higher, pork prices were higher. Broiler prices were somewhat higher, and turkey prices as well. So livestock producers in general did quite well. not record in the same sense as dairy, but still quite well.
And we've got a caller here that let's go ahead and take. Matt is joining us from Viroqua. Hi, Matt.
Hi. I get concerned whenever I hear about how great Wisconsin agriculture is doing by looking just at that bottom line total production number. I live in a rural area. I'm a part-time farmer myself. And what I see happening is California-style mega dairies coming in and driving out family-scale farms. And I see more and more acres of pasture and other erodible land going into corn and soybean production. So while these record profits are being made, I think our sustainability and for the environment and our water quality and our air quality are taking a significant hit. And I think it's something we need to be very concerned about.
All right. Well, thank you for those thoughts, Matt. I appreciate you calling in. And Ed, what would you say to that? Should we be concerned about sustainability as we take into stock how Wisconsin is doing?
I think Matt makes some excellent points. I think that's a concern of many. But I would say that, surprising to me at least, the attrition in dairy farms in Wisconsin has actually slowed down greatly. We've seen, Matt's absolutely right, a modernization, a growth in the larger dairy operations. But at the same time, we've seen more attention to value-added products on the part of grazers. We've seen a big increase in organic milk production. And these enterprises, grazers and organic, who are the same organic means grazing, they're smaller than the typical operation and doing very well. And they're not losing speed in the sense of going out of business. So I'm pleased by that. I think it offsets some of the concerns about the mega farms. We do have mega farms in dairy in Wisconsin. But at the same time, we have a very healthy, smaller segment of the industry.
Now, at least in the food scene here in Wisconsin and beyond, there is a very strong farm-to-table movement going on, an emphasis on local foods, sustainable foods. Do you see that having an impact in Wisconsin's agriculture?
I think so. Obviously, these movements that you mentioned are important in terms of increasing demand for local production. But at the same time, I'd say that we can't rely on Wisconsin to absorb all of our cheese. We make a huge amount of it, and most of it leaves the state. So I guess I do get concerned a little bit about focusing on products for which we may not have a comparative advantage relative to other states, and the cost of going to an increasingly local food supply. I think we need to recognize that we don't grow very good oranges in Wisconsin, and it's hard to produce milk in Florida.
I know it's still early, but what do you think about 2014 coming up? Do you expect that to be another good year for Wisconsin farmers?
Well, the crystal ball is pretty murky, but I think it's safe to say that we will not do as well in 2014 as we did in 2013. We're seeing some good profits in dairying right now that are going to lead to an expansion in production, and that is going to have an effect on price ultimately. We're seeing a recovery in milk production in the European Union and in New Zealand, our major export competitors. So I think that that our exports will be down in 2014 from where they were last year. I think that livestock producers will do fairly well because prices are not going to drop much and feed will be a lot cheaper. The ones that will take the biggest hits are probably grain farmers, grain and soybean farmers. We expect much lower prices in 2014 for those folks, and that's coming after several years of very good prices, particularly for corn.
Ed, thank you so much for being on and talking agriculture with us today.
You're quite welcome.
Ed Jesse is a professor emeritus of agriculture and applied economics at UW-Madison.